Welcome to Scripture Uncovered, a podcast on the Bible from Logos Bible Study. Here's your host, Dr. Bill Creasy.
Good morning, friends. Bill Creasy here with a reboot of Scripture Uncovered. As most of you know, I've been off the air for quite a while working on another project. Last week, I finished writing my new book, Reading the Bible, A Literary Guide to Scripture. It will be published by Zondervan Publishers, a division of HarperCollins, under the Zondervan Reflective imprint. The release date is scheduled for September of 2025. The manuscript is 215,000 words, which translates to around 400 to 450 printed book pages. It will come out in print, as a Kindle download, and as an audiobook. So that is great news. Now, as most of you know, I've been teaching the Bible for the past 35 years, both as a UCLA English Department faculty member, where my flagship course was the English Bible as Literature, and since 1989 in the larger community as Logos Bible Study, a verse-by-verse study through the entire Bible in one-year, five-year, and seven-year formats. And as you know, on my website, logosbiblestudy.com, I have 22 university-level courses that cover the entire Bible in depth, Genesis through Revelation. That's nearly 500 video lessons of 45 to 60 minutes each. In total, I've taken thousands of students, verse by verse, through the entire Bible. And I've also led well over 100 teaching tours to Israel, Egypt, Jordan, Turkey, Greece, Italy, and Spain. In October, I was to lead my 68th teaching tour to Israel. But early on the morning of October 7th, as I was getting into my car to drive up to Los Angeles for a flight to Tel Aviv, my Israeli colleague texted me saying, "We're at war, tour's off." Oh, great. My staff and I then had to stop our travelers from flying to Tel Aviv from various locations all around the country, as well as Europe and South Africa. And we had to bring home five people who had already gone to Israel a few days early to adjust to the time change. So it was a flurry of 24/7 activity for nearly a week. But thankfully, everyone got home safe and sound. So I spent a lot of time teaching the Bible, bringing color, tone, and texture to the words of Scripture. My new book, Reading the Bible, A Literary Guide to Scripture, is really the capstone to all of my teaching. Many people want to read the Bible cover to cover, but most bog down somewhere around, Leviticus or Chronicles. It's a very big book, nearly 2,000 pages long, written a long time ago in dead languages, in a time and culture very different from our own. In my new book, I lead you through the entire Bible, Genesis through Revelation, on a great adventure, equipping you with the knowledge and skills that you need to make the journey. And I'm with you every step of the way, guiding you down the trail, making sure you don't get lost, wander off in the wrong direction, trip over roots and random rocks, or fall into a ditch. I'm a scout who has been down the trail many times, and I can point out great, breathtaking vistas, as well as little-known and often-ignored details. Along the way, we meet a great cast of characters: Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and the boys, Moses, David, Solomon, and the 39 kings of Israel and Judah, all but six of whom are really bad, the prophets, Isaiah, Jeremiah, and Ezekiel, or as I like to call them, the thundering prophet, the weeping prophet, and, well, the weird prophet. The lovely Ruth, and the beautiful Queen Esther. Jesus, Peter, John, and Paul. The Marys, Mary Magdalene, Mary of Bethany, and Jesus' mother Mary. We also meet some great villains. Satan and his crew of fallen angels. Ahab and his vile, loathsome, and despicable wife, Jezebel. The Levite, who allows his young concubine to be gang-raped and then cuts her up into 12 pieces and sends them to the 12 tribes of Israel. I'll bet you didn't know that story was in the Bible. Herod the Great, out to kill baby Jesus, murders all the infants of Bethlehem. Pontius Pilate, a coward who, as Dante says in Canto 3 of the Divine Comedy's Inferno, made the great refusal and did nothing. And the high priest Caiaphas, who condemns Jesus to death. Many people have asked me how I got started teaching the Bible. Well, here's the story. When I began my PhD studies in English literature in 1977, I focused on the period from 1450 to 1550. It's a really fascinating era that introduced profound changes, not only in art and literature, but also in Western civilization as a whole. The decade of the 1450s saw the introduction of the movable type printing press by Johannes Gutenberg, which immediately changed the way society disseminates information. Prior to this time, written works were hand-copied by scribes, a lengthy, tedious, and very expensive process. After the 1450s, hundreds of copies of written works could be printed in a matter of days for relatively little cost. By the 1490s, William Caxton had introduced printing into England, and his successors had produced a flood of works in his wake. The Bible was among the most popular books issued by the early printers. As demand increased and sales grew, calls for new translations of the Bible into common English emerged, generating William Tyndale's translation of the New Testament into English, 1525 to 26, and his translation of the Pentateuch, 1530, and of Jonah, 1531. A quick succession of translations followed, culminating in the King James Version of 1611, the translation that remained the gold standard throughout the English-speaking world until the 1950s. From the first printing of Tyndale's New Testament in 1525 until the first printing of the King James Version in 1611, 337 editions of the Bible had been printed in England, far outpacing any other book. Had there been a New York Times bestseller list in 16th century England, the Bible would have sat enthroned at the top of it for 4,472 weeks running. And today, the Bible is still the best-selling book in the world, with over 20 million copies sold in 2023 alone. Of those, the King James Version accounts for 31%, and the New International Version, the NIV, published by Zondervan, my publisher, accounts for 13%. The NIV Study Bible is my Bible of choice, both for personal reading and for teaching. So, as we relaunch Scripture Uncovered with today's 169th episode, I'll be using the New International Version, or the NIV, as my text. And I'll be using my new book, Reading the Bible, A Literary Guide to Scripture, as a roadmap for developing each new episode, walking the trail with you as we make our way through Scripture, pointing out many things you may not have noticed in your own Bible reading, broad themes, as well as intricate details, and some hardly ever seen, and some hiding in plain sight. So, it's good to be back with you, my friends, as we renew our adventure together in Scripture. I'll be posting a new Scripture Uncovered podcast every Tuesday and Thursday. So stay tuned. We are going to have a great time working our way through Scripture, Genesis to Revelation.
You've been listening to Scripture Uncovered with Dr. Bill Creasy. Visit logosbiblestudy.com/newsletter to join our mailing list and download your free gift. And stay tuned to Scripture Uncovered.